This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okeh. We are getting some news in this morning that President Hamid Karzai and Special Envoy Richard Holbrook and Karzai, they had an explosive meeting the day after last week's presidential election, which Holbrook said that there had been some fraud at the polls. Now, it's an exclusive story, and the source is our partner, the BBC, so we went straight to one of our favourite sources, the BBC's defence and security correspondent, Rob Watson. Rob, hello there. What do you know about this bust-up?
Well, good morning. Yeah, this is a story that we've got from out of our Kabul bureau. And essentially the story is that the day after the election, there was a very, very stormy meeting, been described by one source as explosive, between Richard Holbrooke, the special envoy of the United States to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and President Karzai, and that essentially Richard Holbrooke had sort of read the riot act to President Karzai about some election fraud. President Karzai is said to have reacted very angrily, and although the US embassy has denied that Richard Holbrooke stormed out of the meeting or that there was any shouting, it was clearly a pretty tense affair.
What do you know about the details of Holbrooke's allegations?
Well, the allegations that have been made, and there are more than 100 of serious election fraud in Afghanistan, are being looked into by Afghanistan's own election commission. And I guess we'll have to wait and see exactly what they come up with. But certainly Western diplomats in Kabul are saying that some of these allegations are very, very serious. And some, of course, have been captured on video and on mobile telephone. So could be trouble brewing on that one.
What implications do you think this might have, Rob, for the Afghan rerun of perhaps between Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, or the outcome of the presidential elections?
Well, what we know is that that Richard Holbrooke had said it might look better, it might be better if there was a second round. That is still in some doubt. But I think the really interesting question, actually, that this whole story raises is whether what has happened here a case of bad personal chemistry between Richard Holbrooke and President Karzai, or is it the sign of something much more profound, and namely a kind of a loosening of ties between the Obama administration and President Karzai? And certainly there are reasons to think it may be a case of bad personal chemistry. After all, Richard Holbrooke has a reputation for being larger than life, pretty abrasive, and he's certainly fallen out with lots of people over the years, both in the US and foreign governments. And it's quite clear that President Karzai is pretty prickly about being lectured to by the international community. On the other hand, there are equally reasons for thinking that this is something more profound, because we've seen a much cooler relationship between the Obama administration and President Karzai than we'd seen under the Bush administration. And for some months now, the Obama administration, military, diplomatic officials have been saying that they increasingly view the alleged corruption and widespread incompetence of the Karzai government as being as big a threat to progress in Afghanistan as the Taliban.
Rob, before you go, I've worked with you. I know you're really, really, really busy, but we have been asking people on our program today, how do they relax on vacation? How do they switch off from work? How do you do it?
Impossible in my case, because I've got two children under five, despite increasing years. But when they're asleep, I read a book or two.
That's Rob Watson. He's the BBC defence and security correspondent, filling us in on the explosive meeting between President Hamid Karzai and Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke, and also telling us how he relaxes and switches off on vacation, reads a book when he gets the chance. How do you switch off on vacation? 877-8MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Give us your stories.